रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. अयोध्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 84 भारत मीट्स गुहा. रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. The mighty host of Kosala's king, encamped far and wide on the banks of the river Ganga, caught the attention of Guha, who turned to his kinsmen and said, "This army is approaching Shringarvepura, countless as the sands of the ocean and irresistible as its billows. There I see a huge chariot from which towers aloft the Kovidara flag. So it must be Bharata, the sinful wretch, who, not content with having banished Rama into a cruel exile, has followed him here to work some deeper woe. He may plan our capture or death, or it may be that he is after Rama with the boundless hatred of a wicked brother and a rival, saying to himself, if it should betide that Rama comes back after 14 years, my throne will be endangered, so it is safer and easier to slay him when he is in the forests, alone and defenseless. Why, is he not the son of Kaikeyi? Doubtless he has come to rob my Rama of everything, wealth, power, dignity and life, of Rama than whom none other deserves to lord it over the worlds. Well, he will not find it as easy as he thinks. Rama is my king, my master, my protector, the friend of my heart, and I enjoin it upon you to watch in arms arrayed on the banks of River Ganga to see that no harm befalls our beloved Rama. Our hunters shall keep watch over our troops, amply provisioned with meats, fruits, and roots. Let 100 fishermen guard every one of our 500 boats, young, strong, and skilled in arms, and spread themselves along the river. If Bharata goes to Rama in all kindness and reverence, free from every guilty thought, allow his army to cross the Ganga unmolested. If it be otherwise, not one of them shall cross the river or go back to Ayodhya." He next proceeded to where Bharata was, while his attendants bore a varied tribute to fish, meat, dresses of bark and fruit. Sumitra saw him approach and submitted to Bharata. "Here comes Guha, the king of Nishadas. His long life has been spent in the pathless wild of Dandaka, and every foot of it is as familiar to him as the palm of his hand. He is one of the best friends of your brother. He comes to pay you his respects and his kinsmen with him. He knows best where Rama and Lakshmana abide, so you will do well to see him." Bharata was overjoyed to hear it and ordered him to be admitted at once. Guha and his people approached Bharata, saluted him respectfully and said, "These regions be the gardens of your palace. I knew that a road was laid as far as Ganga, but as I had no orders from you about your journey here, I was not prepared for it, and I am sorry I cannot welcome you as I would. We are yours to command, and you can make yourself at home here. My men have brought you fruits, roots, fresh meat, dried flesh, and other woodland produce. I humbly submit that you accept them and stay here tonight with your troops, resuming your journey at daybreak." Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.